Ocean Adventure by Living, Loving, Laughing. Brought to you by ClaireWade.com. It's a beautiful sunny day, and you've just been chauffeur-driven to a private marina. You climbed out of the limo and are now standing on the dock, looking around at the beautiful boats that are moored on either side of you. Some are small and compact, perfect for fishing trips, while others look like floating houses, towering above the skyline. All of them gleam a bright white in the sunshine. You can hear the sound of waves lapping against the hulls of the boats. It's gentle and rhythmic, and you can feel yourself relaxing. Your shoulders ease and a smile spreads across your face. You're already settling into the holiday spirit. There's a soft, cooling breeze coming off the water. It's a welcome relief as it brushes against your warm skin. It brings with it the smell of salt and the sense of freedom. All you want to do is get out onto the water. You wonder where your boat is. At the very end of the long dock, you can see a beautiful yacht and feel yourself drawn to it. You decide to take a closer look and walk towards it. Your footsteps echo off the creaking wooden boards of the dock beneath you. You stop by the yacht and look in through the smoked glass windows. You can make out a luxurious looking interior of polished wood, cream and gold. As you're peering in, the captain steps up onto the deck. You jump back, a little embarrassed to be caught spying, but he smiles and welcomes you onto the boat, gesturing for you to come aboard. With his permission, you set foot onto the metal gangplank, and with the sound of ringing metal, you walk onto the yacht. You expect to feel the gentle rocking motion of the boat beneath your feet, to be aware that you are no longer on solid ground. But it's like stepping into a five-star hotel. You can't even tell you're floating on water. Looking around you, you see the luxurious interior of the yacht. You can't wait to explore. You are standing on the open deck at the back of the boat, and you see there is a table and chairs, perfect for sitting and enjoying the sunshine. You're tempted to settle down and relax, but you notice stairs leading up to the top deck, as well as a large glass door that opens up onto a luxurious lounge, complete with plush cream sofas, electric lamps, and flat screen television. As you walk in, your feet sink into the soft, thick carpet, and with muffled footsteps, you head further into the yacht. There is a large window which spans the length of the room. You head over to take a look at the spectacular view over the ocean. On the other side of the room is a gleaming mahogany bar. You can see there are rows of bottles, a tower of drinks cans, and even a bottle of champagne resting in an ice bucket, just waiting to be opened. You go across and help yourself to your drink, surprised that there are real cut glasses to pour your drink into. For some reason, you'd expected it all to be plastic. But then you shouldn't be that surprised, because at the other end of the room there is a dining table set for dinner with china plates and fresh flowers. The sun shines in through the window, making the silverware sparkle. The captain walks past you, heading to a door in the far wall. You follow and look through to the helm station. You can tell from the glowing electronic panels that this is where the captain will sit to sail the boat. He sits down behind a large black steering wheel, settling into a leather seat, and you watch as he touches one of the screens making adjustments. You look past him, through the windows at the front of the boat, and can see a wide expanse of blue ocean, and you feel a thrill of excitement. All you want to do is set off, and as if sensing your impatience, the captain starts the yacht's engines with a gentle, almost imperceptible rumble. You feel the boat begin to move, heading out to the open water, leaving the marina far behind. You watch as the boat ploughs through the waves, sailing towards a constantly moving horizon, and you feel the cares of dry land leaving you behind. While you're on the yacht, you're completely carefree. You turn and head back into the main lounge, excited to continue your discoveries. There are stairs leading up and down, and you're not sure where to head first. You decide to start at the bottom and work your way up. Taking the far stairs, you head down into the hull of the boat. You weren't sure what to expect, but you are greeted by a gleaming kitchen with sparkling silver appliances, marble countertops, and a team of kitchen staff who are busy preparing a meal for you. They smile and nod, and you watch as they move around the compact kitchen, chopping, slicing, and frying, but never seeming to get in each other's way. The food smells amazing, and you feel your stomach rumble. It looks like you've got some time before it's all ready. So you turn and head back up the stairs. This time, you cross the lounge, unable to resist running your hand across the soft silk cushions as you pass the sofa. Climbing the stairs, you admire the rainbow sparkles of the chandelier and can't really believe it's all on board a boat. You reach a corridor with solid wood doors leading off on either side. You open the first one and step into the master cabin. The room is in the stern, or rather the back, of the yacht, and takes up the largest space, so it will be perfect for you to relax in. It's a beautiful bedroom and wouldn't be out of place in a luxury hotel. The large double bed looks inviting. You walk across and trace your finger over the patterned gold brocade of the coverlet. There are even fresh flowers on the dresser and chocolates on the pillow. There's a wardrobe in the corner of the room, and you open it to discover it's full of designer clothes, all in your size. Running your hand over the soft material, you can't wait to try them on. Closing the wardrobe once more, you cross the room to the far door and open it to reveal a marble bathroom with full bath and shower. On the countertop is a range of beauty products, everything you could possibly want, and all from exclusive boutiques. You open a bottle at random and smell the subtle fragrance. You close your eyes for a moment, and on opening them again, you see your reflection grinning back at you in the mirror. You are beyond happy. With a sense of bliss, you almost float out of the bathroom and leave the bedroom behind to explore the other rooms on the upper deck. Every time you open a door, you reveal yet another bedroom. Each one is decorated in its own unique style with ensuite bathroom. There's more than enough space if you want to ask friends to join you on your holiday. Going across to one of the windows, you see that the marina is no longer in sight, and you decide to head out to enjoy the sunshine. You find another flight of stairs leading upwards, and you climb them, coming out into the sunshine. You're standing on the flybridge at the very top of the boat, and the view is magnificent. You can see for miles and miles in all directions. Doing a slow turn, you realise that you've left land far behind, and all you can see is pure blue water and crisp white waves as far as the eye can see. Up here, there are lounges spread out, perfect for enjoying the sunshine. There's also another control deck for the captain to use, or maybe even you, if you want to have a go at sailing the yacht later on. From the back of the boat, you notice a glimmer of turquoise and walk across to see a round jacuzzi. It's just waiting for you to enjoy. You can't resist kneeling down and dipping your hand in the warm water. Now it's your time to relax on the yacht. You can sit on one of the lounges and enjoy the sun, head back down to your cabin and change into your swimwear for a dip in the jacuzzi, or you can continue to explore the boat. The choice is yours. Just relax and have fun.